13 Cosmic Law Astrology, University of Cosmic Mysteries, and Dark. I'm back dropping in for some more information. And Dark Coats, I'm Dark Lawyer, video side. Anu Rafa, Elohim, Mirabor, El Shaddai. Many names, many vibrational frequencies, many waves. Whatever I attach my I am to, that's who I am. And I am broadcasting to you from the Itverse on behalf of 13 Cosmic Law Astrology. Powerful message that the entire world, everything that you're beginning to attract into your sphere of reality is centered around you. The world is centered around you. Now, you've heard before that the world don't evolve around you, or the world, you act like you the center of the world. And the reality of it is that you are the center of the world, and that the entire world evolves around you, specifically you. You see what I'm saying? It does. So I'm about to go into this science, and I wrote it in my notes, because write the vision down, make it plain.
You got it.
After you write the vision down, you know what I'm saying? Then you go ahead and speak it. So back dropping in for some more information. And Dark Coats, I'm Dark Lawyer, video side. Anu Rafa, Elohim, Mirabor, El Shaddai. Many names, many vibrational frequencies, many waves. Whatever I attach my I am to, that's who I am. And I am broadcasting to you from the Itverse on behalf of 13 Cosmic Law Astrology. Powerful message that the entire world, everything that you're beginning to attract into your sphere of reality is centered around you. The world is centered around you. Now, you've heard before that the world don't evolve around you, or the world, you act like you the center of the world. And the reality of it is that you are the center of the world, and that the entire world evolves around you, specifically you. You see what I'm saying? It does. So I'm about to go into this science, and I wrote it in my notes, because write the vision down, make it plain.
You got it.
After you write the vision down, you know what I'm saying? Then you go ahead and you speak it. So writing it down on a piece of paper is one dimensional. Speaking it into existence is two dimensional. And then you wait for the opportunity for that time space continuum to open up, and you wait and you take advantage of the opportunity when you begin to see what you wrote down and what you spoke into existence manifest in your physical reality.
About that writing stuff down, no. Some other forces might have some other plans for ya. Some ancestors might have some directions they're gonna push you in. You
write things down is very important. I can freestyle everything that I wrote down, but I prefer to go ahead and read what I wrote down, you know what I'm saying, so that you can get this, all right?
Yo, true!
So I write in my notes, yes, the entire world revolves around you. Then it's personal. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you are attracting into your sphere of reality is individually, customly crafted, and intelligently designed to either strengthen you or awaken you.
What you think about that?
Responsible for the architectural designing, the spiritual programming, and the intellectual properties that you have created for yourself to operate within your sphere of reality and in this special and unique time-space continuum. 13. Everything that you touch, taste, smell, hear, feel, think, and visually see with your eyes are all created by you and to the next level. Mistakes in the universe. There is no mistakes in the omniverse. There is no mistakes in the innerverse. There is no mistakes in the outerverse. There is no mistakes in the itverse. Only skillful and deliberate intentions that are provoked by, or should I say, created by you to serve you in some capacity while you travel the cosmos on your journey. 13. In other words, you are the creator, and everything that you're creating
is
the sphere of reality. Everything, every person is just a thought. Every person that you're creating.
Than lemonade, three times upon. Ever since I discovered this magic drink, lights up my brain, gone blinkety blank. I distilled it from my own juices. That's what they was put here for. Automatons. They'll put out your light every time. You think they're regular folks who are just catching on to the way the system gotta go. They're straight up robot toys, but they're setting the trends for the non-robotized folks who just so weak and tired of fighting. They go on delighting in whatever the robot toys tell them to do. Thank you. Borg, Cybertroid, artificial intelligent robotic beast that is nothing if it ain't plugged in. Could never be greater than it is always least of all. But the contribution ain't small. You're providing the juice for this machine. And that's your downfall. It's your very soul. That's your user agreement.
Every person that you see in your reality are thoughts. They're just mirror, they're reflecting. Every person that you see around you are all figments of imagination. They're all holograms, even me. I'm just a figment of your imagination. You thought, hey, I would like to have a teacher appear
who would teach me all my science
before I went to sleep. So you looking at this body of knowledge that I'll be kicking to you at 13 Cosmic Law Astrology as if this is like, you know, my science. Or as if this is, you know,
I know that's my science, King.
That I created, when in actuality, this is your particular science. This is your particular knowledge and high magic that you put down, you know what I'm saying, before you went into a sleep spell, and then you agreed to create me.
I think I want to play the saxophone. And you know what? I'm pretty darn glad I did. Rico Reigns! Sponsored by Kenny G! His parents want him to be a dentist. And you know what? I'm pretty glad he decided to stick with the saxophone.
You see me, American Music Awards? I cried.
Ashamed about using profanity and none of that stupid shit. You ain't gonna be caught up. You just gonna give me my science. So I'm just a thought in your imagination. You even created me and attracted me into your spirit reality. All everything is relative. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning Spanish right now. Listen. I'm learning Spanish right now. And I went to go get this out the car because I've been traveling. I just got back in, I was seeing my family for a while, and I've been traveling, and I just got back into, you know, to a hotel where I can upload some videos and shit and do some internet things. And because I've been away from the internet, as you know, for a while.
That's a good thing. Stay away from that.
Crazy because I've been learning coding. I've been learning computer programming, coding, and stuff like that. How to hack and shit like that. I've been learning that. And I've been learning Spanish. So when I went to the car to get this out the car this day, the thing was, when I seen this, I was on my way back into the hotel, and there was a Spanish lady who came out, and she had curly hair, and she said, I said hi. She said, ¿Cómo estás? You know what I'm saying? That's how she said it. She said, ¿Cómo estás? And I said, ¿Cómo estás? No, she said, ¿Cómo estás? I said, ¿Cómo estás? No, she said, buenos noches.
Wait, what did you say?
Or something. She said good morning in her language. You know what I'm saying? And then I said buenos noches, buenos dias, ¿cómo estás?
Your Spanish is great. It's really coming along, friend.
Or something like that. But the whole thing was that she didn't speak to me in English. She spoke to me in Spanish. And then I said, yo, that's relative. Because I just went and got this out the car. I had it in my hand. I was walking back into the hotel room with this in my hand. This was just like, you know, a few hours ago. And I was walking with this in my hand. Complete Latin American Spanish. I'm learning Latin American Spanish. And she just spoke to me in Spanish. Nothing but Spanish. So everything that I attracted, I created her from a figment of my imagination. I said, yo, I would like somebody to say Spanish to me today. And she spoke Spanish to me. You know what I'm saying? So everything is relative, yo. Everything is absolutely relative.
I want to create some crazy motherfuckers, man. On my bike and asking for an ID. I didn't create that.
Maybe I'm dead.
It's absolutely incredible. There are no such thing as a coincidence or a chance or a happenstance. Everything in the universe is intentional and on purpose. There is no coincidence. That wasn't no coincidence. It was intentional. It was a divine order. And
trains out there.
For her to be coming out of the hotel when I was coming into the hotel with this Spanish thing in my hand, for her to say, ¿Cómo estás? Buenos dias. You know what I'm saying? Buenos dias. It was intentional for her to say that. That was on purpose. That wasn't a coincidence that I had this in my hand and she spoke Spanish.
Got me spooked.
We'll be right back.
yeah, it's another one of those things. What I love about the community is some people focus on just one thing, and there's a YouTuber out there, Lone Eagle. He mostly, not specifically, but he mostly does technology before its time. And now we're talking about pictures taken as early as the early 1800s now. The early 19th century, and I mean like 1817 now, we've gotten back to, as well as other technologies. I mean, there's just countless that's out there, and there's weird technologies that we never, at least I've never heard of.
They got drills out there too.
Sort of like a jukebox, but you could watch videos, and you would watch videos from like crooners in the 50s, and there would be videos. I thought videos came about the earliest maybe was around the 60s, and I don't know if it was used for promotional purposes or what it was, but I didn't know that there was a whole subset of the entertainment industry that dealt with videos going as far back as swing music. And you could put the quarter in like a jukebox, only you could sit there and watch a video. And it's very odd and it's very strange. You know, I don't know the name of the device. There's a couple videos out there that talk about this thing. But specifically, I think it's these boots were made for a walk-in. And the video, who was that by? Wasn't that Sinatra?
Nancy Sinatra!
I know the song, but not the...
Oh, you stupid
prick! Specifically, her video, it was incredibly risque.
Yeah, she had a bathing
suit.
It's very
odd to see that. And there's other videos, too, going back as early as the early 40s. And they're incredibly risque for what you would think. You know, at least, I'm sorry, somebody who's in the 21st century, I had an idea about the 30s and the 40s. And this technology, a lot of it in color in the 30s and the 40s. A lot of it was at penny arcades or it would be boardwalk atmospheres.
Nickelodeons.
Exactly.
So glad you to see all that. But you know, but I don't need that. I got my search on $10 because that one zero shit just makes me holler. Oh, I could not bother with this.
it's very strange, and it's odd and strange technology that I didn't know existed. And then obviously there's the movement of when the light bulb was created, who created flight first. Now it's not the Wright brothers.
Really?
What you talking about?
Yeah, it's not the Wright brothers now. For a while, I knew that there was a battle between Ohio and North Carolina because the Wright brothers were from Ohio and they did their
work. The Ohio players too!
But now, it's a battle of the Wright brothers weren't even the first in flight, which is the license plate saying for North Carolina, and I don't think that's the case anymore. And these facts, they get more, it's like a Flamingo thing. The more you look into it, the more slippery it gets. The same thing with the car. Now we're reaching well into the 19th century with the automobile. And no, I don't mean the steam engine automobile, which goes back to like century.
Know the secret to keep their little kingdom going.
It's called Don't Be an Asshole.
Saudi Arabia, they also Taiwan, because they gave the wealth to the people of Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi, you know, and the United Arab Emirates.
So I can just go ahead and extinguish that fire right now. I'm talking about the automobile like we know it today, the modern engine that uses gasoline, not steam. So a lot of strange things you can look into and you'll be surprised.
Yeah, you know, I've seen YouTube videos of old black and white footage.
I bet you have.
See someone on what looks like a smartphone or somebody with earbuds back in like the 1930s. Maybe they're time jumpers or maybe some Bermuda Triangle-like effect popped them into some other time and space.
This is a rerun, but there are interesting. I heard the shit before. What are you doing, George? Oh, you think we're small? We don't sleep on this. You plan a repeat. Fuck that shit. They don't want us to know the truth. It hides behind being subversive. They figured that out at the Terrorist Dog Institute. Maybe before that, we're the CIA.
Let's begin. Only Spanish coming out. And that wasn't a coincidence. That was intentional. It was on purpose to let me know that I am on track. I am doing what I am supposed to be doing. Period. That's what this was all about. So it was very intentional. You know what I'm saying? It was very intentional. And it was on purpose. Nothing that you're seeing in your sphere of reality is by chance. There is no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. It's not a such thing as a coincidence. Ain't no fucking coincidence. Everything that you're seeing in your reality is for a reason. It's very intentional and it's on purpose. There is no coincidences. There is no chances. There is no happenstance. Everything is intentional and is on purpose. There's divine order going on. That was a divine purpose according to the divine order. It's within the stars for me to learn Spanish. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning it. I'm learning it right now.
You're coming along, dude.
I'm learning Spanish right now. You know what I'm saying? So I can get the one up on everyone around me. Shit, that's the next language in California. I'm on to the next shit. They let you know that this is the next language in California. Is Spanish on every California legal document dealing with the beast, United States of America. the Corporation of America, that's incorporated under the Uniform Commercial Code. Every legal document dealing with the Corporation of America in California has to have, if it's in English, it has to be in Spanish now. That's why you can't go nowhere and see on every document, on every application, on every legal document in California. You can go to wherever, you can go to whatever store. If it's in English, written in English on that paper, then it's also written in Spanish right now. In Spanish, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the next language here. That's the next language, and they're weaning everybody into this. And it's been going on for the last 10 years. Everything has been in Spanish now. Now, what they finna do is you finna start seeing less of the English and more of the Spanish. Thinking of you. You know what I'm saying? Thought. THOUGHT. You get the word thought. Period. I'm just a thought that you have been into the universe. And the world revolves around you. Period. This is the knowledge that you got it. This is the new mentality now. The new mentality is that everywhere you go around you, you got to take control of your sphere of reality. Period. You got to take control of your shit. And you got to walk around this motherfucker like, yo, all of this is relative. That person, that car, that house, that tree, that candle, you know what I'm saying? That fast food, that gas station that we blowing up, all of this shit is relative to teach you to be the best that you can be. So that you can be the best that you can be in this time space continuum. Period. Everything is relative. Everything that you see around you. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get ready to change modes. I'm telling you, I'm about to clean up my act. And I'm just forewarning you. Because I'm finna take my shit to the next level because I believe that I believe that I've reached a lot of people and I brought them into this consciousness and placed them on their awakened path. And now that they're awake and they own point, you know what I'm saying? And they know what time it is, yo. You know what I'm saying? They doing what they need to do. Every one of you are doing what you need to do in your individual lives, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful because collectively we provoke the change. I want to give you another thought. I wish I had my essential rocks with me. Hold on, I might have some.
Go get them essential rocks. You listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3 on 10-2 a.m.
To meet him tonight at the Bay Leaf at 9 o'clock.
The Bay Leaf? Very good restaurant. Did he say why?
He said he's found a way to neutralize VF for good. He said you'd understand.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Just one?
There'll be two of us. I believe there's a reservation. Colombo?
Yes, Columbo for two. You're the first to arrive. Would you like to be seated?
Why not?
This way, please.
Scotch and soda. Easy on the soda.
Very good. Scotch and soda. Easy on the soda.
Scotch and soda?
Well, you still don't think George won a while because you get your big time starting like that. They made a long
small-ass tiger's eye chunk, and you would think that you're more powerful than this rock, when in actuality the energy that's in this rock is more powerful than you. And in the abstract of things, you are this little tiger's eye rock.
You okay?
Those two guys out there?
Yeah, I saw them.
He's in the kitchen. How could I have been so stupid?
All right, no, I'm done. Come on, let's get out of here.
You look at this right here. It's a Shiva's egg. You look at this little rock.
What the hell are you doing?
This little shit ain't nothing.
Are you crazy?
Didn't I tell you outside? Don't come in here. I told him.
All right, shut up. Go by the door.
You use my name to get this man down.
By your mind, you think he's come? You disappointed me, Lieutenant. You had nearly a week. We got a guy who killed his brother and one of my best friends running around free.
I'm working on it.
Yes. So you'd have me believe.
So what do you want?
What? I always wanted justice. He murdered. Yeah, you ought to know. I haven't heard him. Your mouth, you fat ball of sun. Break your back.
I'll kill you.
I think Ornette Coleman on the video is a bunch of assholes from Ohio. And he's trying to get his home to work. That's what this shit is.
What are you talking about?
The other
gun. What other gun? Oh, will you stop playing dumb? I can't stand it when cops play dumb. They think it's smart. It's not. It's stupid.
And you overlook the power, you underestimate the properties, the energy properties that's in this rock. It's a reason why Shiva picked this rock. Shiva is the destroyer. He's also a Christ figure. Shiva is Christ. You know what I'm saying? And you look at why did he pick this little ass rock? It's because you looking at this rock as if he's bigger than this rock. When in actuality, this rock is bigger than you. And in the abstract of things, in one Amen respects, you are bigger than this rock. In another Amen respects, this rock is bigger than you. But in the greater abstract of things, and another Amin-Ra specs. You and this rock and the energies of you, the energy properties that's inside of you and the energy properties that's inside of this rock is one and the same. It's one and the same. So they have orbs. I don't know if you've seen like the little orbs, the little crystal balls, the little orbs, like, you know, the little round ones. I am this tiger's eye. What I'm telling you is that I am this tiger's eye. I'm the energy that's in this tiger's eye. I'm a tiger's eye to somebody else. I'm just pure energy to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pure. I'm the energy of this rock right here. I'm the energy of this fluorite crystal. I'm the energy of this fluorite crystal right here. Period. I'm fluorite to somebody. The fluorite crystal deals with building. I'm building mental paradigms and constructs in your mind and giving you higher states of consciousness. That's what this fluorite does. That's what this fluorite does. You know what I'm saying? That's what this fluorite does. So all of these different things are relative. You know what I'm saying? All of these different things are relative to you and your life. Now, they have orbs, like little small crystals that's made out of an orb. They call them orbs. They're circular, right? And I said all of that to say that your sphere of reality is merely a reflection of an orb. It's merely a reflection of an orb. And I did a lecture and I talked about how when you become amplified, when you amplify your thoughts, when you amplify your actions, when you amplify your words and you take your shit to the next level, you come into a new, whenever you vibing real high, then these little orbs will begin to pop up. Mystical orbs will begin to pop up all around you and fly all around you. Little mystical orbs and shit will begin to circle all around you and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you've seen the movie Avatar, and the movie
Never
Avatar,
have, never will.
When Jake was, when she found Jake, when she initially found Jake, the Agua or whatever was like a little.
I don't care about that Hollywood pedophile shit.
Landed on him, and they all landed on him. Well, those represent how the orbs would do. The orbs would come. They're like round little magical mystical beings. And as you become amplified and you vibrating higher on a higher calibration, these little orbs will come around you and little pockets of energy and attach themselves to you and follow you around. It's mystical. And people will be able to see that shit on you. They'll see that on you and they'll be like, yo, you are the most divine. You are at your most divine self right now when you got those orbs around you. Those orbs are mystical. But then you can go to a rock store, a crystal store, and get minerals, like little small crystal orbs made out of quartz crystal or different kind of crystals and shit. And your individual sphere of reality is an orb in somebody else's life. And another I'm in respects. You see what I'm saying? So all of this shit is relative, and all of this makes a lot of sense. Shouts out to Danny One Divine. Shouts out to shouts out to Goddess Lulabelle. Shouts out. Thank you.
Vaporization chambers, you know something? I don't know, Jackson, it's not.
But there's no attack.
There's not a lot of, there's no great acting. As usual, you know, in the Force Kelly's great, Lee Savage, what's his name? Leonard Nimoy, you know.
Yes, Councilman. Bunch of idiots, Councilman.
It's all good, but, the episode itself, I know it's in the Wars Frontiers. Might be from season 3. The leader of the complainer, he's a loser, uncharismatic, he's got a stupid old tune, dumb house drink. Well, I taste the wrong thing, and that's what this episode is.
It's still good, and there's some more about it, but we have been to war, so that's what I'm going to do here. It's not that way. I'm going to still watch it, no way. I mean, I'm going to watch that too, right?
Mr. Fox would be glad to hear about that.
Shouts out to Dragon Bomb Z, shouts out to Zia Mortal, shouts out to Astral Sourcing, the great, shouts out to, you know what I'm saying?
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Scott.
All personnel?
All personnel. We'll transport up trained Amenians to assume support positions.
I don't know.
But I do.
We'll be right back.
Good evening and welcome to the I'm Taff Live Radio Hour. You're tuned in to CKUT.ca 90.3 FM. Pre-recorded in these pandemic times in quarantine studio with your hosts, Anna Basie, DJ Choosy, and I'm Dawn.
Special quarantine tribute to Maurice Ravel's legendary melody and tune, Bolero. We're going to be listening to nothing but Bolero for the next 2 hours, so strap yourselves in, folks, and get ready for a ride.